Book 6, The Book of Fate. Canto 2, The Way of Fate and the Problem of Pain, Savitri, page 446. He meets an ancient adversary force. He is lashed with the whips that tear the world's worn heart. The weeping of the centuries visits his eyes. He wears the blood-glued, fiery centaur shirt. The poison of the world has stained his throat. In the marketplace of matter's capital, amidst the chafferings of the affair called life, he is tied to the stake of a perennial fire. He burns on an unseen original verge that matter may be turned to spirit stuff. He is the victim in his own sacrifice. The immortal, bound to Earth's mortality, appearing and perishing on the roads of time, creates God's moment by eternity's beats. He dies that the world may be newborn and live. Even if he escapes the fiercest fires, even if the world breaks not in a drowning sea, only by hard sacrifice is high heaven earned. He must face the fight, the pang who would conquer hell. A dark, concealed hostility is lodged in the human depths, in the hidden heart of time that claims the right to change and mar God's work. A secret enmity ambushes the world's march. It leaves a mark on thought and speech and act. It stamps stain and effect on all things done. Till it is slain, peace is forbidden on earth. There is no visible foe, but the unseen is round us. Forces intangible besiege. Touches from alien realms, thoughts not our own overtake us and compel the erring heart. Our lives are caught in an ambiguous net. An adversary force was born of old, invader of the life of mortal man. It hides from him the straight immortal path. A power came in to veil the eternal light, a power opposed to the eternal will, diverts the messages of the infallible word, contorts the contours of the cosmic plan. A whisper lures to evil the human heart. It seals up wisdom's eyes, the soul's regard. It is the origin of our suffering here. It binds earth to calamity and pain. This all must conquer who would bring down God's peace. This hidden foe lodged in the human breast, man must overcome or miss his higher fate. This is the inner war without escape. Hard is the world redeemer's heavy task. The world itself becomes his adversary. Those he would save are his antagonists. This world is in love with its own ignorance. Its darkness turns away from the Savior light. It gives the cross in payment for the crown. His work is a trickle of splendor in a long light. He sees the long march of time, the little one. A few are saved, the rest strive on and fail. A sun has passed, on earth night's shadow falls. Yes, there are happy ways near to God's sun, but few are they who tread the sunlit path. Only the pure in soul can walk in light. An exit is shown, a road of hard escape from the sorrow and the darkness and the chain. But how shall a few escape to release the world? The human mass lingers beneath the yoke. Escape, however high, redeems not life. Life that is left behind on a fallen earth. Escape cannot uplift the abandoned race or bring it to victory and the reign of God. A greater power must come, a larger light. Although light grows on earth and night recedes, yet till the evil is slain in its own home and light invades the world's inconscient base and perished has the adversary force, he still must labor on, his work half done.